Leader!
Order, order.
The week in the House began with the government belatedly joining the rest of the country and celebrating the success of the national soccer team.
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I move that this House congratulate the All Whites on their stunning result in drawing 1-1 with Italy at the Football World Cup in South Africa.
The Deputy Prime Minister was followed by party leaders, concluding with United Futures' Peter Dunn.
It's a wonderful carnival atmosphere. Let's hope we can ride it all the way through Paraguay on Friday and on into the next round.
Mr. Dunn was the last party leader to speak, but Labour's Trevor Mallard also had something to say.
Speaker?
Well, there's a tradition that the leaders normally speak in these debates, so order, I think. The House has heard a debate in good humour, and I don't think we should depart from the normal practice.
Trevor Mallard resumed his seat but came back first thing the next day with this.
Speaker, I just seek your indulgence to inform members that I've placed in their bills box a copy of the Holidays Football World Cup Amendment Bill. Currently the bill would grant a public holiday on Friday contingent on the All Whites winning.
But there were no laughs from the government's leader of the House.
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, how on earth was that a point of order?
Well, order, I've got to confess I'm not sure, but the member got away with it.
The government's defence was ready when Mr. Mallard had a third shot at scoring on Thursday.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave for the House to set aside 1 hour before it rises today in order to debate and, if it sees fit, pass all stages of the Holidays Football World Cup Amendment Bill.
Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection.
It takes just one objection to block a request for leave, as the Greens co-leader Russell Norman discovered on Tuesday.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to make a personal explanation regarding the incident in front of Parliament involving the Chinese Vice President on Friday.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection?
There was, and it came from the ACT Party.
The member has every right to seek leave to make a personal explanation. It's up to the House whether that leave is granted. The House on this occasion chose not to. Question one, number one, Dr. Russell Norman.
So much for free speech. Mr. Speaker.
Although Russell Norman had drawn the first question of the day and could use it to discuss his scuffle with Chinese security guards outside Parliament, it turned against him when Deputy Prime Minister Bill English used a question from ACT to describe another version of the incident based on television news footage.
When it looks like a Chinese official went to take the flag from Russell Norman, in fact, the New Zealand Diplomatic Protection Squad protected the New Zealand Member of Parliament from those security. I'd have to say that as a whole, though, it's a picture of an event which we would not like to see occur to our Prime Minister in a foreign country, and I don't think we should see it occur to any visitor to New Zealand.
Mr. English also faced more questions about his budget's grant of $4.8 million to the Pacific Economic Development Agency, or PEDA, including this one from opposition leader Phil Goff.
Why doesn't the Minister of Finance simply come clean and acknowledge that he, rather than Mrs. Tehuhu, negotiated this deal, that it was done without the normal standards of transparency, accountability and due diligence that should have occurred before he included that commitment to a specific untested agency in the budget?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, because that's simply not correct. And I'm not going to... The government is not going to allow party politics and conspiracy theories get in the way of using that money to help people.
Lockwood Smith had no doubts about how to deal with this request from Mr. Gough's deputy, Annette King.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table a quote from an obscure newspaper, the Oamaru Mail, in which the minister says that
order.
These were National Party
order.
Slogans.
No, we're not going to be tabling. I take it's a recent article. We're not going to be seeking leave to table that. Nice try, but no.
Nice try, but no cigar, although that didn't deter the Progressives' Jim Anderton from seeking to table just one word.
Speaker, I seek leave to table the definition of title in the Oxford English Dictionary, which says a right or claim to the ownership of property.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There wasn't, giving Jim Anderton the last word in a week spent mostly under urgency. Taken on Tuesday, after the House passed the supplementary estimates for the financial year ending next Wednesday, June the 30th, and the first impress supply bill for the next financial year starting the next day, Thursday, July the 1st, Urgency extended sitting hours in the week to 27, 10 more than usual, with 3 hours for questions each day and the rest spent on passing 5 government bills and making progress on 3 others. Parliament resumes at 2 on Tuesday, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.